And we've had loss of signal as Apollo 16 spacecraft, Orion and Casper, have passed behind the moon. Nearing the end of lunar orbit number 15. Some 47 minutes before spacecraft come around for the 16th revolution and subsequent landing, which is now scheduled for ground elapsed time of, well, actually the ignition for PDI, power descent initiation, will be at 1:04:17:23, with landing some 12 minutes later. The power descent will have a total velocity change of 6,703 feet per second. The crew has been advised, the crew of Orion, that they will be about 16,000 feet high above the normal flight path at the time of power descent, and some 20,000 feet south of track. However, the lunar module guidance system will guide the spacecraft to take out these discrepancies for a normal landing. After landing, the crew will then have a sleep period prior to beginning the first EVA, which at this time is scheduled to begin at 118 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time, or about 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning Central Time. The decision on whether or not the EVAs will be their full length of total of 21 hours will be made during the night while the crew is asleep. Such factors as the consumables remaining and such as battery power, etc., in the lunar module will have an effect on this decision. To go back and recapitulate the reasons for the delay in landing, as Ken Mattingly came up upon his circularization burn during revolution number 13, he experienced a oscillation in the yaw mode for the service module engine during checkout, and it turns out that the secondary servo loop, or one of the circuits for the yaw gimbal drive, which can be controlled by either the GNN system or the stabilization and control system, which is a backup mode, apparently had this oscillation in it. Subsequent simulations and tests here and across the country have shown that there's no potential structural hazard to the spacecraft, even if it were necessary to go to the mode where there might be some chatter or oscillation in the yaw gimbal. Gimbal is the yoke on which the engine is mounted, one for pitch and one for yaw, and the thrust vector control system in effect acts as a tiller for turning the engine, much as you would use the handle on a outboard motor to direct the thrust of the propeller. The thrust vector control aligns the engine through the center of gravity of the spacecraft. At 1:03:09 into the mission of Apollo 16, this is Apollo Control.